I used to reserve my maple cream eating for one trip to the Franklin County Fair, but I'm going to indulge today, and it is officially maple sugaring season, and we are here with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Marilyn Lively from Sunrise Farm in Coleraine, who I have bought many gallons of maple syrup from at the Greenfield Farmers Market.
And Monty, I'm not surprised because Marilyn's been at the Greenfield Farmers Market for 36 years.
And you're not even the oldest farm that's there, right, Marilyn?
Correct.
But you do a lot of maple syrup related things. So how many taps do you have?
Every year we keep adding more. So I think we're up to about 3,500, close to 4,000.
So in a typical year, how many gallons are you making?
Typically, we're averaging about 1,000 gallons.
3,500 taps, only 1,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. So that goes to show you the ratio. What is it, 40 to 1? Is that it, about it?
40 to 1.
And Monty, it takes four of them to boil that all down.
And are the four human beings family members? Because you are a fifth generation farm family.
Our two youngest sons have joined Rocky and I on the farm.
What year did your farm family get going with this farm?
Rocky's great-grandfather started in the late 1800s.
Wow.
Imagine that.
And the next generation is still excited to carry on in this tradition?
Oh, yes. In fact, Eric's daughter Zoe comes to the farmer's market and helps me out.
So that's the sixth generation?
That's the sixth.
Up and coming?
Yep.
Wow.
She's 4 years old, Monty, and you can't resist watching her eat maple sugar candy and the maple cream, and she's like a really good salesperson.
Well, since we're talking about it, what have you brought, Marilyn? You baked something and it is already drenched in the maple cream.
I baked a banana bread that I used maple sugar.
Instead of regular sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Was it granulated or did you just use actual maple syrup?
I used granulated maple and then I did add a little bit of the liquid.
Do you granulate the sugar there too? Is that something that you have available?
That's what we do too.
Yeah.
We do maple cream, which is the spread that I brought here. We do the maple sugar. It's like your table sugar, but it's just the maple syrup boiled down and then maple candy, of course.
Yeah.
And we also do the maple syrup, and we started to encourage our customers to bring their own container and we fill it there at the market.
Can I bring my old, because I love the Massachusetts containers. So you can bring one of those too?
You can bring that.
Can I just put my face under the tap and let it drip into my mouth?
Well, you could do that, but we prefer
Not encouraged.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Marilyn Lively from Sunrise Farm in Coleraine with 3,500 taps in this, the midst of maple sugaring season right now. You used maple sugar, granulated maple sugar in this banana bread that you made. What are the benefits of maple sugar as opposed to cane sugar or the other sugars that are out there?
Maple sugar is easier for your body to break down. It's got a lot of vitamin B's. There's a lot of vitamins.
So I can tell everybody, I'm not eating sugar. I'm taking my vitamins.
That's right.
Let me take some vitamins right now.
I put the maple cream on there for you.
It's so good. The bread itself is good, but the maple cream, you were saying the best way to eat maple cream really is.
It's by the spoonful.
You're going to have to share some of this.
There's extra spoons over here. Looks like a makeup container's worth of maple cream. I've just dipped my spoon in it.
Right.
It's easy to eat like a pudding.
Mm-hmm. It's like peanut butter just about, when you...
Mm.
And you know a good maple cream, Monty, when it's really smooth.
Yeah.
And hers is really smooth
this
and
is
sweet.
So smooth. Yeah. I love it. You are right. This is the best way to eat it.
I do want to mention that in the non-sugaring season, they spend a lot of time feeding their cows. And if you ever need some beef, Marilyn and Rocky and the boys sell whole cows, half cows, sides. And she also does ground beef and patties at the farmer's market.
Yeah, I believe I've had some of those from there as well. So you could do what we call a cow share, essentially, right? Like go in with a family and get a whole cow from you guys.
That's right.
You know where your beef is coming from. It's coming from Marilyn Lively and the other members of her fifth generation family at Sunrise Farm in Coleraine, and Devon Whitney Deal, who, what are you, the market manager of the Greenfield Market or something like that?
Monty, I retired, but I it's near and dear to my heart,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're there pretty much
and
every
time. I also buy things from Maryland, so,
we all go to shop local.
Support local.
That's what being a local hero is all about.
Exactly.
Like CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.